Just had the one injury to report on. Ryan Taylor has a bruised ankle. Just saw him in the training room. His practice status is still uncertain, but I think he'll be fine for next week's game. With that, I'll take your questions. I anticipate to have everybody back. That was the intent, going into the game, making sure Brian and Greg and those guys had the extra week to get back. So I would hope, hopeful to have everybody for practice Wednesday. James Starks is the one person we're concerned about. Well, it's where you want to be. It's definitely better than the alternative, but it's just important to get everybody practiced, get everybody repped. It's going to be tough, making an inactive list for the divisional playoff game. That's never any fun. You played a full season, and you have healthy guys that you have to put down for a game. But those are good problems to have. Just saw Greg in the training room right now. He looks good, so I'm hopeful he'll practice Wednesday, and I think with the two practices this week that he'll be ready to go into a full week of practice the following week, and I don't see Greg missing a beat.
You want pads on Thursday?
That's the plan. Yes. They're off Friday. They're off Friday, Saturday, and then obviously we'll watch the game. We're Saturday night and Sunday to see who our next opponent is.
Do you think you'll practice on Monday, or do you think
that's we will not practice on Monday. We will be in meetings and gym walkthrough on Monday. Then it'll be a normal week. Definitely, you keep notes after every season. Things you did during the open week, I like to refer to it as. It's not a bye week. How much you practiced, the things you did at practice. It's part of the conversation, particularly with the coordinators when you set the schedule, which we start talking about a couple weeks ago. So, just the biggest thing is it really. 100 times out of 100 comes back to is how much time you spend on the fundamentals. So, we have the ability to practice outside, as we did not in 07, just because of the field conditions and, having Nitzke Field that's heated now is a big bonus for us. So the ability to handle the football is something that we've been trying to spend a lot of time on here the last month, and having the opportunity to do it this upcoming week and next week, I think is very beneficial.
What do you think of Aaron Rodgers' play caller?
Aaron Rodgers did a nice job. So it was good to, keep him in the rhythm of the game. Had 24 points on the board. So, I think he's off to a good start. He's got a bright future in coaching. Yeah, I don't either. I was thinking about it Monday when I was watching the game tape. Monday night is when I usually get to move on to the next opponent. And I thought, I'm going to have Aaron call this game. And I talked to him either Tuesday or Wednesday morning, early in the week about it, and he was excited about it. And, it served its purpose, so. Wanted him to prepare like he was playing, and he did a good job, calling the game.
Were you thinking all along that you wouldn't play him in any series at all? Or did your thinking kind of change throughout the league now that he had?
That was the thought all along. But it was, how the quarterbacks were repped was something that we, maybe adjusted. So, but that was the thinking all along.
Aaron makes a play call, and then is Matt able to adjust, or is it Aaron catching?
I mean, that's all part of the offense. I know you guys are you like to get into the details of it. I do not. Our quarterback does a great job of getting into the details of it for you. So we're working on that. But it's he ran the offense, and he did a nice job.
How encouraged are you that the offense did so well these last
2 games? I'm very encouraged. I mean, I think it shows you the depth that we have, the maturity of the offensive unit. You're talking about a number of players that have been playing together now, 3, 4, 5 years, and it really shows up. So you always like to see, individuals take advantage of more opportunities. Jordy Nelson has, James Jones has, Donald Driver. It is important for JerMichael to play in that game yesterday. So he's been beat up. So it's exactly what we needed offensively. Our goal was to play Chad Clifton 25 plays, and it sorted out that way after the third series. So that's exactly what we wanted to do. And yeah, I think he's going to be happy with the film. I mean, there's some things that he needs to work on. Just some specifics as far as footwork, and you can see the injury, the effects of what he has to still work on. And, having 2 full weeks of preparation, I'm confident that he'll get where he needs to be.
Mike, what do you think of right outside linebacker?
Well, we're obviously playing, a number of guys there, and it's tough when you do role players, because it's like most positions, it's hard to get into a rhythm. But it's something that needs to sort itself out, and it will here before the next game.
How does it sort itself out?
That's how you practice. That's why you practice. That's how you prepare, and that's why you grade tape. Obviously, the defensive evaluation of this game film will be very important. There's a lot to correct. So. That'll all factor in how we go forward.
How some guys just have a knack for making plays. Did Samoto show you enough that he at least merits consideration of some sort of role?
Vic's definitely part of the conversation. Yeah, I mean, but, once again, it's unless you're a full-time starter, special teams plays into the, equation of particularly linebackers and tight ends of who's up and who isn't on Sundays. Chad Clifton will be the starter. Yeah, I mean, Marshall's done an excellent job. We've won a lot of games with Marshall Newhouse, but Chad Clifton is the starter. There won't be no gray area for that. But in the same breath, Chad still has to. He's got a little more work to do, and we got the time to get it done. So I'm encouraged at the progress he's made, and as long as he can stay healthy through these next couple of weeks. Experience, and he's a good player. I mean, Jack Lifton's a damn good player. So,
Mike, your defense is number 32 in the league in yards given up. She's got 15 wins. Can you consider that staff, that yardage staff, is not that significant?
Well, I mean, it's like a lot of statistics. I don't think you can just say any statistic. I think there's statistics that tell the whole story, and there's statistics that are flags, good flags and not so good flags. So you don't want to give up that many yards. That's for sure. But at the end of the day, it is a team game. How the offensive plays does affect how the defense is being challenged. And special teams factors into it now, I think, even more so for us than it has in prior years. I think this is clearly one of our better special team units that we've had in my time here. So. Are we concerned about the yards? We don't like it, but it's at the end of the day, it's keeping them out of the end zone and taking the football away, and we do a pretty good job of that.
Two more. Mike, what was your understanding of what was going on with the kickoff?
My understanding, clearly it was a safety. I mean, my question on the call was the fact that he waved off the touchback. And the communication from Walt was the fact that he gave himself up. See, I didn't see it that way. So I thought he waved him off, and he confirmed the decision by Pat not to bring the ball out. So it's a gray area situation, but, you know, that was the ruling.